Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin and Russian soldiers continue to bomb indiscriminately, killing everything in its path on day 6 of the invasion in Ukraine. More than 70 Ukrainian servicemen were killed by a Russian rocket attack, and dozens of civilians have died in the shelling in the past 24 hours. This as a massive Russian military convoy approached the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian authorities at the United Nations describe a text message between a mother and her dead Russian soldier son.
Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There is a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We are bombing all of the cities together, even targeting civilians. We were told they would welcome us, and they are falling under our armored vehicles, throwing themselves under the wheels and not allowing us to pass. They call us fascists. Mama, this is so hard.
The fencing around the U.S. Capitol is back up for the President's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Gain-of-function research and COVID-19 has Moderna's interest.
After people like Dr. Rand Paul, the senator of Kentucky, has spent the last 2 years talking about the possibilities of virus enhancement or gain-of-function research, in an interview with Fox News, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel said that that is a possibility.
My scientists are looking into those data to see how accurate they are or not. As I've said before, the hypothesis of an escape from a lab by an accident is possible. You know, human makes mistakes. So is it possible that the Wuhan lab in China was working on viruses enhancement or gene modification, and then there was an accident where somebody was infected in the lab and they infected their families and friends? It is possible.
Two new studies that came out at the same time, one from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the other from the University of Arizona, both back up this information.
That's John Hunt reporting in Washington. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Could some American lawmakers be drunk on Chinese money, neglecting their duties to the American people? President of the Government Accountability Institute, Peter Schweitzer, has some startling claims on One America News Network.
My message has been there's a battle going on between liberty and tyranny. It happens on a global stage between us and China and Russia, but it's also happening on college campuses, and this is a time to be optimistic and to put freedom on the offensive where it belongs.
Peter has a book out that goes into detail about his claim.
Red Hand at the beginning is really about exposing what's going on. I think a lot of people aren't aware the extent to which powerful elites in Washington, D.C., Silicon Valley, and Wall Street are joined at the hip with Beijing through commercial and financial ties, and that has affected decision-making. So it begins with exposure, then the battle lines are drawn, and now we need to start to take action, and that's legislatively, but it's also calling people out, shaming them for some of the conduct they've done, and making clear to the American people the battle that's taking place. And I firmly believe if the average American's aware of what's going on, they will pick freedom over tyranny every time.
Ukraine on Monday said it had receive donated Starlink satellite internet terminals from SpaceX founder Elon Musk. The terminals look like home satellite television dishes and can provide relatively fast internet service by residential standards by connecting a fleet of satellites in low orbit around Earth. Musk said the Starlink is available in Ukraine and SpaceX is sending more terminals to the country, whose internet has been disrupted due to Russia's invasion. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Busler is with us right now. He's a featured columnist at Newsmax, Live at Town Hall, also a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. That's where they know how to do the old math, the new math, and still their 1 + 1 = 2. Right, Dr. Busler?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's my pleasure to be here. And, yeah, we're still trying to teach it the way it's supposed to be.
Exactly. I mean, the numbers still add up. And you know, we just try to keep them away from the government with all their fuzzy math and all that's going on. Well, Michael, our hearts remain heavy as we continue to see the attack on a sovereign nation by Russia, and the international community is beginning to congeal. I don't know if you saw the standing ovation of the EU Parliament. President Zelensky had put in an application to become part of the EU. Of course, they're not going to act on that right away, because if they were to act on it and let them enter in, well, guess what? They would not only be signing the acceptance of Ukraine into the European Union, but also a state of war, right?
Yeah, pretty much. If the European Union, similar to NATO, if one nation is attacked, all of the nations feel that they're attacked and they'll come to the aid. Excuse me. So that's why it would take some time for them to get into the European Union anyway. But it's not going to happen anytime soon. And unfortunately, that means that the Ukrainians are going to have to fight this by themselves. It's a shame that we didn't send military equipment to them sooner. You know, the Biden administration says, well, look, we sent 500 million here and 600 million there. It's a total of $1 billion we've sent. And that sounds like a lot of money. But when you consider we sent $85 billion worth of military equipment to Afghanistan to fight a ragtag Taliban army, $1 billion to Ukraine to fight one of the most powerful armies in the world is certainly not going to do much. And you're right when you started off. It's really sad and very disheartening to see what's happening. You wonder if some of these people that are talking, when we come back tomorrow, are those people going to be alive even?
Well, exactly, because one of the main cities is being surrounded right now. What we have conjectured in the previous days, Michael, is that this is taking its toll on Russian soldiers, because the Russian soldiers are coming back and they're reporting saying, look, they lied to us. They told us that the people were going to receive us as their liberators, and this was going to be a big parade and party and everything like that. And, of course, what some of these young Russians are realizing is that they're going in and they're bombing the places, the apartments that even their relatives live in.
And this is creating a great conflict within the consciousness. And I was reading this morning where there was, I guess, some tanks that just said, I'm done. And they got out of it, and they walked out. And, I mean, this is like, you know, this is treasonous. But they just could not, in their conscience, continue to bomb an innocent people like this. And then, of course, you've got the riots in throughout Russia, where if you're arrested for demonstrating against the government, you're looking at 20 years of prison time. I mean, you think the January 6th prisoners here in our country are kind of bad. I mean, in Russia, 20 years just for, presenting any dissent whatsoever against Putin and the regime.
Yeah, you know, I think this was a tremendous miscalculation on Putin's part. He expected to go in and pretty much take over the Ukraine in a matter of days, he thought. And he probably wouldn't have to fire many shots because, as he told his soldiers, look, the Ukrainians want us there. They want to be part of Russia. They have a government that's corrupt there and keeps them apart. And the Ukrainian people don't want that, is what Putin kept telling his soldiers. And as you say, when they got there, they found out that wasn't the case. And then the Russians that are just ordinary citizens living in Russia, they're starting to feel a lot of hardship as a result of these economic sanctions. Essentially taking the majority of Russia's banks out of the SWIFT banking system, that's a real blow. It's hard to do anything internationally without the SWIFT banking system. Now, for Putin, is somewhat softened. The blow has been somewhat softened by the Chinese, who say we'll take some of your energy production and we'll resell it if we have to. And that's sort of keeping Putin going somewhat. And that also puts the American position very difficult, too. While we did keep the banks out of the SWIFT banking system, we allowed Russia to continue to sell their energy, and that's their primary source of revenue, which will keep this war going. So the reason Biden did that was he said, look, if we restricted their supply of energy onto the world stage, and I think that they're the second largest oil producer in the world, the U.S. is first, Saudi Arabia is third, it would be such a decrease in the supply that the price would shoot up, and then people all over the world would feel higher energy prices, which we're already feeling.
Exactly.
As a result of Biden's policies, yeah.
It's a windfall profit for Russia right now, and it is paying, for this war. I mean, this is absurd. And the thing is, unfortunately, is we have leadership in D.C. that cannot see that energy is key here. I mean, flip the switch. You're not going to make it. You're just going to let America be energy independent because it already has the infrastructure to do that. And in a matter of time, we will be energy independent. We'll be able to supply our Western partners with, natural gas and oil and watch the price of oil go down. But meanwhile, here we are. Ironically, I say we Americans, we're funding the Russian war effort, and our hearts are heavy, and we're praying for Ukraine. I mean, it's like we're fighting against ourselves. But this is what the Biden administration has done to the American people.
It's exactly right. When Biden got into office, the first thing he did was declare war on fossil fuel, saying that he's got to wean the country off of this, and the country should use more renewable resources. So he canceled the Keystone pipeline. He prohibited drilling on federal lands. He stopped the drilling on the Anwar province up off the coast of Alaska. He's slowing down the permitting process. All of that has resulted in a severe reduction in supply of U.S. energy. And just domestically, that reduction in supply with the increase in demand due to the economy recovering has seen energy prices soar. And now, if he does anything with Biden with energy, restricting the Russians from selling anything, that'll cause prices to go up even more. I have a column coming out on Newsmax today that says exactly what we're talking about. Biden must reverse his energy policy immediately. If he did that.
Will he, Michael? Will he?
No.
Yeah, will he?
No.
Yeah, that, and see, and this is the thing that's just so, it's so incredulous. There's something so academic when you know, I mean, everybody, even fifth graders in school, you know, they know that energy matters and energy is leverage. And here we are saying we want to support Ukraine, and the very thing that we can do so easily and transactionally, this president will not do. We're not talking dropping, you know, some atomic bomb or nuclear bomb on them. We're talking about exercising our energy rights.
This winter, with your existing...
Right. All we're talking about is letting business do what they do best, and we'd be able to resolve this crisis. You know, Bill, it's interesting to know...
Hang on.
My problems and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save His lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, what we're saying here is that there is linkage in all this. And And we are at a critical, I mean, more than ever critical crossroads when it comes to national security because of this administration. I mean, the dominoes have been falling for a number of years now. It just didn't happen because of Joe Biden. It's been exacerbated, clearly, no doubt. Afghanistan opened the door, and here we are dealing with Ukraine, and just over our shoulder, lest we forget, there's China and Taiwan. And then over the weekend, Taiwan is flying jets over, China's flying jets over Taiwan to instigate something. I mean, look, at the problem with war, or when you start to, you know, come together and you start puffing up your chest, if somebody can blink, and before you know it, you've got all hell breaking loose. This is the danger of all this, and exacerbated further by President Putin saying the other day that he was going to call up his troops to be nuclear ready. What does that mean? Well, we know what that means. I mean, he is rather desperate here, Dr. Michael Busler, and this is much more dangerous than people realize. And I realize that there needs to be, you know, some measured, measured consideration here. But, you know, from what I'm seeing, there just seems to be a lack of immediacy and proactivity. It's, you know, typical of Biden, who learned well under Obama because they were famous for leading from behind. This is what's happened. And you just can't be successful if you're on defense leading from behind, can you?
No, you certainly can. So let me unpack a couple of things that you said. Right before the break, we were talking about some of the Russian aggression and how the price of oil is related to that. You know, you take a look in 2008, oil hit an all-time high of $147 a barrel. Russia had so much revenue from that, they invaded Georgia and took over Georgia. Then oil prices came down. We had a recession in 08, 09, and they stayed low. And then in 2014, they got up to about $100 a barrel, again giving Russia much more revenue. So what happened? They invade Ukraine. Then oil prices dipped down again. The prior administration had the supply of energy increase so much from the U.S. production that oil prices remain low. Now, all of a sudden, here we are in 2022, because of policies and the way the world is, oil prices are now up over $90 a barrel. Putin gets more revenue coming in, and he invades the Ukraine. So while the Biden administration is concerned about climate change and the contribution human activity makes toward that, and he wants us to get away from using fossil fuels, so he does things to increase the price. But while he's doing that, that increased revenue emboldens Russia and has led to those three incidents that I just spoke of. Mm-hmm. And then you bring up another point. Ronald Reagan clearly showed us that the stronger the military is, the less likely you'll ever have to use it. So his philosophy was build up a very strong military and we'll be able to secure peace through strength.
Right.
The Trump administration followed that exactly, and it worked very well. Then the Trump administration got out. Biden came in with a whole different Obama-Biden type view. And what happened? Well, Russia invades Ukraine. China's getting tough with Taiwan. All of a sudden, North Korea is shooting missiles again. And then with Iran, he lists the sanctions that had crippled the economy and had Iran ready to crawl to us for a deal. Mm-hmm. But instead, Biden lifts the sanctions, gives them $28 billion, allows them to sell their oil, and that's emboldened Iran. Now they're going to get more aggressive with their terrorism. So all of the national security issues that were resolved, and I could talk about the southern border problem also.
Oh, yeah, that's
all of the national security problems that were resolved, Biden undid everything, and now they're all big problems again.
So what does he say for the State of the Union?
So what he's had to change what he intended to say. He was going to emphasize how good the economy is. Now, he says it's good, and why people don't feel that way, and why is that? He's saying it's good because, look, I got the unemployment rate from 8% when I started down to 4%. I got economic growth, the highest that we've had in 30, 40 years. Well, the unemployment rate going from 8 to 4% is great, but it only affects 4% of the population.
Right.
Whereas his policies have caused severe inflation, and it's going to get much worse before the Federal Reserve finally acts, I think in next month or in April, to bring it down. But he's made inflation worse. And the problem is nearly 100% of the population feel inflation. Mm-hmm. Every time anybody goes out to buy anything, you feel the higher price. And that's why Americans are so negative toward what the economy is. Yeah, you got the unemployment rate down, and he got the economy to grow, but that was happening before he came into office anyway, and his policies have created the worst inflation we've had in 40 years. We're running at a 7.5% rate. When the number comes out in 2 weeks for February and then the March number comes out in April, you're going to see inflation running in the 9, maybe 10% range, and yeah. I have a severe problem.
Yeah, then you got severe pain in River City here. Dr. Bussler, you know, the Democratic spokesheads and economists would take, you know, this information and they put the big spin on it. I mean, we are seeing misinformation, whether it's from Russia, you know, coming out of Russia, even Ukraine, we're questioning. It's interesting. Facebook and it took and social media oligarchs took them a while to finally say, hey, look, we better be on top of some of this misinformation. I mean, they're quick to cancel a former president and not allow him on their platforms. But yet they allow, you know, the Taliban, and they will allow communists to have free run. And you've got all this misinformation going all around. And when you talk about our economy, part of the problem is, Michael, is that people are confused because they hear, you know, these Biden acolytes saying, well, no, you know, this is great. We'll go, well, wait a minute. Why is this great? I mean, we're paying $6 a gallon, you know, gas here. We got people, particularly up in the Northeast, after this harsh winter. I mean, their utility bills were through the roof. And, I mean, it's not like they had, okay, you had a little bit of an increase, you know, in terms of income, and wages were up. But that got swallowed up real quick because of this self-inflicted inflationary wound.
That's exactly right. So the last year, the inflation rate was about 7%, and people's average wage increases was a little under 5%. So you came out with a reduction in purchasing power. So even though people have jobs and wages are going up, prices are going up faster than wages, and that's why people don't feel good about the economy. What's worse yet, and what I'm afraid of this year, when organized labor goes to negotiate their contracts this year, they're going to say, hey, look, I just saw inflation is running 7.5%. I need a 9.5% raise just to stay ahead of that. Well, then labor costs go up for business 9.5%, so they're going to have to raise their prices, and that could lead to a nasty wage price spiral, which is very difficult to break, and the only way to really end it is to bring on a recession. So this is not a good position we're in. I'm not sure how Biden's going to try to spin this as best he can tonight, but it's really a bad situation that the economy is in, all of a result of President Biden's policies.
So what's the over and under that Nancy Pelosi rips up his speech?
I doubt she will. And what she did when President Trump gave his speech, I thought was absolutely horrible. I mean, just a horrible thing to see. It's okay to disagree with somebody, but you have to have respect. Look, we live in a democracy. We have to welcome healthy debate. We've lost sight of healthy debate. Now it's always do it my way, and both sides are guilty of this. We've lost sight of healthy debate and the principle of we have to come up with a compromise, to come up with good solutions that benefit the majority of the people without infringing upon the basic rights of anyone. And that's where we're supposed to be heading.
Well, Michael, I keep looking for an adult to somewhere come out of the room and tell the kids to behave themselves. And this is where we are right now. Dr. Michael Bussler, thank you as always. We appreciate the time. Take care.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org, licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law, number 603D77, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply, subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Vladimir Putin and Russian soldiers continue to bomb indiscriminately, killing everything in its path on day 6 of the invasion in Ukraine. More than 70 Ukrainian servicemen were killed by a Russian rocket attack, and dozens of civilians have died in the shelling in the past 24 hours. This as a massive Russian military convoy approached the capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian authorities at the United Nations describe a text message between a mother and her dead Russian soldier son.
Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There is a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We are bombing all of the cities together, even targeting civilians. We were told they would welcome us, and they are falling under our armored vehicles, throwing themselves under the wheels and not allowing us to pass. They call us fascists. Mama, this is so hard.
The fencing around the U.S. Capitol is back up for the President's State of the Union address at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The former NFL quarterback and ministry leader, Jeff Kemp, joins us now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, like you, Jeff, we're all heavy of heart for what we're seeing, what's happening to Ukraine. And, you know, I know we want to talk about some Olympic stuff because we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. But I do want to just touch on the reality of what you know, people who are striving for democracy and in their own way, a more perfect union, and the courage that they are exemplifying, how it is uniting the Democratic West.
Oh, man. It is clear right now the contrast between freedom and governments where they recognize that rights are inherent to human beings, ideally coming from God, and governments that say that rights only come from government, which in the extreme give all the rights to the dictator, in this case the richest man in Russia, Vladimir Putin. And wow, it's an imperfect world. And mankind has fallen, and there's evil in Bill's heart and Jeff's heart and every person's heart. But if it's not checked by faith in God and in government, if it's not checked by checks and balances of a constitutional republic, a democracy like ours, which is imperfect, but it's better than any other version of government, man, it can get so out of control that we could see a country invade Ukraine, and then what we see is freedom-loving people fight back against the most amazing odds, and the rest of the world is waking up and saying, wow, I guess we should have been a little more eyes open, realistic in the first place, that energy independence matters, that sovereignty of nations matters, that democracy and freedom matters, that faith in God instead of faith in yourself, like Putin, matters. Mm-hmm. And we need a military that can stand for freedom and step in, as Churchill would have stepped in or Roosevelt would have stepped in, not the nation make, because America's made some mistakes that way. Not to slog it out in a Vietnam War per se. But we freed Kuwait, and in this case, the world and NATO need to step up and help these amazing Ukrainian people. And if they don't, I pray God does.
Amen. Well, that has been our prayer, that the Lord of Heaven's armies would intervene. And, Jeff, interestingly enough, we're hearing stories. And I have felt like there was a problem, lots of reasons for why it was taking so long for Russia to fully invade Ukraine. And I thought that there could be some confliction amongst the Russian soldiers. And we're hearing now that, these soldiers said, look at Putin lied to us, said, hey, we were going to be welcomed as liberators, and they were going to have parades for us and this sort of thing. And here we're under attack. And it seems that, maybe even there's some willful misaiming by some of these conflicted soldiers. There was a story this morning about some of the soldiers in tanks just said, I'm out of here. I can't do this. And they walked out. And I mean, so this, it's probably similar to what happened, no surprise, with Adolf Hitler. It wasn't like he had 100% backing. It was, at the end of the day, they said roughly 10% of Germany were fascist and, were on the side of Hitler, 90%. So a small percent took over here. And so with God, we know that we have the majority. And this is something that we need to look at spiritually, is that we are here because we have, we are fallen, like you said, and we thought we could handle this ourselves. And we're really messing this stuff up. And right now we're on the brink of one wrong move. And you've got this, you've got Putin who can just start firing off nukes pell mell. And then what do we got?
Yeah. Father, we pray for you to control the hearts of leaders, from Vladimir Putin to Zelensky, to President Biden, to the NATO nation leaders, to the United Nations, and that the leaders would be humbled and realize that you put them in authority.
Yes.
And they need your wisdom. So protect the peace and help people fight well for the peace. And Lord, may people come to know Jesus Christ, because they see that it's an imperfect world and we have no security in this life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, let's talk about the topic that we weren't able to get to last week. I mean, speaking of, bright spots and confliction, people were very conflicted about the Beijing Olympics. I mean, to the point that it was probably one of the lowest viewed Olympics in recent history. And
I got two negatives, and I won't dwell on them.
Okay.
One of them is that confliction, and three or four positives.
Okay.
These are the China lockdown Olympics. The country with human rights abuses, top-down control, a crazy strictness to the COVID panic that made it no fun for the athletes that were worried at any moment that they could be tested and lose 4 years of their work. They were lonely, in quarantine hotels and stuff. And I think the world saw that. It was isolating. It was lonely. It was fearful for many young Olympians. And it wasn't the same exuberance that it would be if it was in a free nation. Secondly, we saw the difference between authoritarian governments and the way communism approaches things and the way free governments do. The Russian systemic doping, they're already under sanction for their name, but then they continued doping, and their 15-year-old, beautifully, wonderfully talented young ice skater, Zaliva, she tests positive, and I don't know who the court was that ruled that she, because she was 15, they'd still let her skate, but the coaches should have stopped it. Yeah. And then when she failed and she kind of did poorly in the final, as you'd expect under all that pressure at 15 years old and controversy, the coaches yelled at her for quitting. Why'd you quit fighting? And they started, that is the most evil coaching. But you know what? It's all performance driven, and there's not a God sensibility there. Those countries aren't the same. Mm-hmm. And those are the bad news. The good news, you know what? The Olympics is international fraternity and personalization through sports. And I was watching female snowboarding and freestyle skiers. Anytime another person would ski better than them, they'd run up and celebrate and hug them from another country. It was like they were all into celebrating the excellence of the performance of their friends from other countries more so than, darn, you're going to get the gold and I'm going to get the bronze. That was a piece that was beautiful. Secondly, sports shows incredible dedication and beauty of excellence. And Shaun White finished his career not getting a medal, but every other person competing went over and congratulated him, hugged him, thanked him, and Shaun was just crying because he's had an amazing Olympic career of athletic dedication and gutsy excellence. And it showed. You don't need a gold medal to be a champion.
He raised the standard, Jeff. That's what these athletes do. Shaun White raised
for all snowboarders, all Olympians, and competitors. I mean, to do what he did physically for that long was impressive. But he's like the Tom Brady of snowboarding.
Yes.
And then the third great thing I loved was it's an honor to represent one's country. And you saw the joy that USA competitors, like we had a speed skater who gave up her spot in a race so another teammate who had just been disqualified by COVID, I think, for the race she was going to race, could race in a different speed skating race. Mm-hmm. And that was amazing. That was kind of like Eric Liddell and the situation. And how about Norway? Teeny little country that loves representing their country. And they win more golds than anyone else. They love representing their country. It's the pride of Norway. It's cool.
Well, I
finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
I finish with the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. That's the phrase from the old wide world of sports. Nathan Chen, the thrill of victory, skating perfection. Chloe Kim, winning multiple golds, the thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. Michaela Schifrin, best slalom skier, best GS skier in the world, falls through.
Thanks, Jeff.
We do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for the one and only Good News Girl, Samantha Mao. She's got all the latest viral videos to talk about. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, like usual, especially right now, as I've been telling everybody, it's just our hearts continue to remain heavy, you know, over what we're seeing in Ukraine. It is so inspiring what these people are doing, and it's frustrating all at the same time, thinking, you know, what more can we do here? I mean, you know, you can always talk about what we should have done, but it's like that old saying, Sam, you know, you can pay me now or pay me later. And the pay me later always gets to be more expensive and much more painful. And this is where we find ourselves right now, is because we didn't take care of business earlier, we're having to feel more pain and an increased probability of, being closer to the brink of war, if I might say that.
I think that it's just a scary time, and, seeing any country get invaded like that, especially, you know, you think of those innocent people over there, it's just really hard to watch, and then you wonder how this is going to, you know, end up spreading through the world and what impact it's going to have on everybody else, too. And, you know, you don't know how it's going to turn out for Ukraine. They've held Putin off so far. Is it going to continue to be that way? It's just really scary.
Well, and can the countries who have promised to send them, you know, supplies, can they get them, you know, to them? I mean, meanwhile, Russia's not silly either. They know supplies have been earmarked for Ukraine, and they're trying to effect a siege work, so to speak, to cut them off so that they can take over, their government. And that's where they're going. They're targeted for the capital right now in Kiev. And, for us here, we're doing what we can, you know, to pray, because that's who we know and that's what we have, God who always gives the advantage that against all odds, you know, they've said, it's interesting how they've used the analogy of David versus Goliath. I mean, it's clearly that. I mean, and it's shades and memories. And you look back in the history books of America, you know, fighting against, you know, here you got all these farmers fighting against the number one military force in the world, you know, the British. And, you know, by the grace of God, clearly, and by the hand of God. And, you know, and my prayer is that the hand of God, it appears to be evident. But, you know, God has a way of doing things that makes it so undeniable that you know that it is only by his hand. And if it's his will, I pray that it would be so evident for everybody that it's undeniable. Because I believe it's not just America, it's not just Ukraine, but where the entire world is at right now, is that, you know, we need to be re-energized and to be reignited spiritually, to understand that God is real and that he's in charge, and that, you know, he's the one that has the answers to all these crazy questions that we find ourselves in the middle of in this 21st century. Because we have really confused things in such a way that, you know, we have accommodated a guy like Putin to be so aggressive and to take over a sovereign nation like this. This is, you know, this is really a, as my old basketball coach would say, you know, this is when you have to have a gut check. And a gut check to where you really analyze yourself and your role in what's happening. Because this isn't happening as, you know, on its own. I mean, this is something that everybody's involved in right now. And we all have a level of responsibility, even at this moment. And that's the tough thing right now, is that because we're down the road here and so close to, you know, all hell really breaking loose. I mean, beyond Ukraine, to where this could be World War III. How do we... you know, what is our responsibility? What is our role here? See, God knows what it is. And it's up to us to look to God to find out, okay, God, how is your kingdom and your will being done? How is it manifest? And as much as it would count on me, where do I need to be, right?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I think that that's one of those times you're wondering how this is all going to unveil itself. And it's just, you know, it's part of the reason I think a lot of us are turning to God right now, wondering how this is going to go. Because is this going to be something that's over in a week or two, or is this going to be something that, you know, and then Ukraine's going to come out and they've defeated Russia, or is it going to be something that changes the course of everyone's history as we know it?
Right. And well, in the Bible, you always, when you get into these situations like this, where, you know, seemingly all hope is gone, you hear the refrain often that they will know that I am God. And ultimately, I believe this is what will come out of all this, is that whatever you may think, it doesn't matter, because you will realize the God who created it all is still God, and he's in charge, regardless of what Putin, you know, what button he wants to push or how he wants to tell his Russian soldiers that he's in command of to go and wreak all this kind of havoc. And what you're finding out is these Russian soldiers, they're reluctant because they were told by Putin that, hey, they're going to be seen as liberators and heroes and everything like that. And, you know, what I think, which is hard for us to understand, is that, you know, just across the border there, you've got relatives of these Russian soldiers. These are family members that chose to go to Ukraine, start a new life, and you're blowing up their land and their apartment buildings and that. I think this is raising the confliction level as far as the Russian soldiers are concerned, just from my observation. Anyway, Sam, I want to talk about some of the reports here. You know, we talked about Ukraine. I think we have to, and I think we need to continue to pray, seriously pray, that God would intervene, and in only the way that God would do so. And I believe that we're already starting to see it. But like you said, we don't know for sure how it will be fully manifested, because God is God, and he has his own way of doing things. And when he does it, everybody will know. Just like, you know, babies that are born, you know, we talked about it last week on when it was the 22nd of December in the 22nd year. So 2222, you know. And here you've got a baby born at 2:22 on 2/2/2022 in room 2. No, that's right.
Isn't that crazy? Room 2, and the board at 2:22 a.m.
Oh, wow.
This little baby, her name's Judah Grace, and she's just a miracle. Her mom, at Barely Spear, she had gone through Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody who knows about women of childbearing years or younger going through cancer, it's especially difficult for them to get pregnant sometimes, you know. And honestly, when you're trying to fight cancer, getting pregnant is one of the last things on your mind. You're just trying to survive. But it made her chances of getting pregnant very unlikely. So little Judah, which actually Judah means praise, you know, and, yeah. You know, Grace, it's the perfect name for her. Born at 2:22 a.m. in room 2 on 2/22/22. And, you know, the next time that'll happen won't be for another 400 years. So, for all that to line up. It was on Tuesday, as we discussed last week. So it was just kind of an amazing.
So what do you think her favorite number will be?
Huh? It has to be 2.
You
think? Only thing that would have made this more perfect is if she had been twins. It would have been crazy.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, Lord, touch them all. That's incredible. Well, this next story is about a unique friendship between a deputy and a teen that helped him find his purpose. Explain.
So growing up in Morty, Washington, you know, he knew he wanted to get a path leading to success. And then, you know, sometimes the person who comes in to change your life is someone unexpected. And in this case, it was Lieutenant Travis Nutter. He saw his potential. This is back in high school. It's in Caroline County High School. And they ended up keeping in touch, you know, with the permission of Diamorti's mom. Her name's Phyllis. Lieutenant Travis decided to keep in touch, and they ended up being friends. And now Diamorti is going to be going off into the Army. He's just become a dad, and it's just amazing how a friendship like that can bloom. And she, you know, one of the things Phyllis's mom was saying was she wanted to see, you know, wanted to show that police officers aren't out there just to arrest people or do this different kind of stuff. This is a special bond that these two have, and it's really led him and guide him. And, you know, one of the things Travis said is if Diamorti doesn't stay and make a career of the Army is that he wants him to come apply at the Caroline County Sheriff's Office, which I think is a really cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love it. Tell us about this TV reporter. Gets interrupted during a shoot. What happened?
So this video has gone viral, and personally, I could see my mom doing this. I'm sure everybody out there can, you know, kind of picture their mom. This is Miles Harris. He's from ABC6 in Columbus, Ohio, and he's sitting there getting ready to film on the streets. They actually have the camera rolling, and he doesn't know. And right behind him, a car pulls up, and you just hear, "Hey, baby," and it's the cutest thing. It's his mom. This footage has just gone viral, and I think I keep seeing people sharing it and being like, "This would be my mom," or "This would be me."
Yeah.
You see your child out in the street, that's just what you got to do. And then she pulls up, and you get to see her. It's so great. I love it.
Oh, wow. That's absolutely precious. Check it out for yourself at Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. A couple other stories. Shaquille O'Neal, very generous. He buys a large family a new van and tips a struggling waitress $1,000. And this one's nothing short of a miracle. You got a 2-year-old wakes up mom, and he saves the family from fire. A 2-year-old. Wow. We love 2-year-olds, don't we? We do. I mean, they talk about the terrible twos, but this one was a good two. And we love these stories. They're all right there at Sam's Corner. Check it out. Samantha Mao, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you. You're a blessing. Take care. All righty. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid?